All right, how are we doing today? Grinding through camp here.
Bill, I'm wondering, we've seen since you guys put the pads on some of the one-on-one drills between the offensive lineman and defensive lineman. Obviously, not something you can do in the spring, but I'm just wondering what you can learn from players in those one-on-one periods.
Well, you know, all those one-on-one periods are good periods because they give the players an opportunity to just focus on the technique. There's no play. There's no down on distance. There's no, you know, all the other things that come in. There's no adjustments. It's just focus on individual fundamental techniques. And every play has a lot of those in them. And so various drills, long ball drills, one-on-one drills, so forth, it isolates just the technique. Footwork, hand placement, leverage, so forth, and all the things that are involved without all the other, you know, components of a play that factor into a play where players don't have to think about that. He can just focus on his technique. We just coach his technique. So it's just part of the overall process of a good play.
You find that those simulate pretty well what a player will see once you do get the whole team out there and it's 11 on 11.
Well, again, it's that fundamental. I mean, there are a lot of other things that could happen, and there are other players that are involved in a play that it's not just isolated. There are times when it's just isolated, but majority of the time it really isn't. But your fundamentals need to be good, and if they're good on the individual one-on-one part of it, then usually those fundamentals will transfer to stunts and combination routes and so forth and so on. So, again, it's just a teaching progression. I mean, if your fundamentals are wrong on a basic one-on-one situation, then it's just going to go downhill from there. It's not going to get any better. So then when other things start happening, when you start getting games or, again, combination routes or pick routes or whatever the next part of the sequence is, then it's just going to get worse. So we try to start with a good fundamental. You try to start doing it right. And if you have to make adjustments during the play or as the play extends, then those are further coaching points, which we go from one-on-one to two-on-two in pass rush and pass protection, one-on-one to two-on-two to eventually five-on-four to team, sometimes half line, but just the interior line, like seven-on-six, six-on-six in pass protection, and then we go to the full team. So that's just the logical progression to, you know, put it all together.
Have you found over the course of your career and training camps that maybe it's helpful to you guys as a staff to notice something about a player you might not know a whole lot about about coming in, whether it's a rookie or a new player? Is it easier to see something one way or the other on a player in those as opposed to the team periods?
Some players are better players in one-on-one isolated situations, and some players are better in team situations. So they don't necessarily correlate directly. Some guys, when you put the other 21 guys out there, just have an instinct and a feel and they're going to anticipate and maybe react quicker than what they would if it's just a one-on-one matchup. Some guys in a one-on-one matchup are do better, and then when you put everybody else out there, certainly when you start to change the situations a little bit, change the formation, change the plays, change the down to distances, then it slows down and you don't see that same level of performance that you see in one-on-one. Now sometimes that changes as the player gets more experience and gets more comfortable and can transfer his individual skills into team skills and, you know, apply, because again, not every play is the same play, so applying certain skills in certain situations. So yeah, I mean, you know, we definitely learn those things. It's not all equal. Each guy is different, but we try to, I think you try to take the positives and show the player, look, here you are in one-on-one situation, and you've got to be able to transfer that to team, or, you know, here's how you can individually have more success by just doing this technique better, that technique a little better. Because you're just isolated on that. There's no, I was reading this, or I got that call, or something else happened. You can eliminate all that part of it. And the players learn from each other. So, you know, you watch the other guys do it, and you see another guy do something, or you see him make a mistake, and, you know, you understand why you can't do that, or maybe you can do something that, that he can do. That also is a good time to experiment, you know, with a different pass rush technique or a different route technique or a different coverage technique, or, you know, something that maybe you're not, that you personally don't feel as confident about. Now, in a one-on-one situation, you might be more apt, or we would tell the player, you know, look, here's a good time for you to use this, so he can gain some confidence in it, so he would use it in a team or eventually in a game setting that he might not do if he didn't gain the confidence in a more isolated drill.
Well, we've seen some receivers get nicked up over the last couple of days. How much does it complicate things when one specific position group gets pretty shallow just with minor injuries in training camp?
That's part of training camp and part of just practice in general, is managing your team, trying to keep everybody moving along. But sometimes, as you said, if a certain group is lower in numbers, that affects what either that side of the ball can do or maybe what the other side of the ball can do against it. So occasionally we have to make some kind of modifications. Hopefully the train doesn't come to a complete halt and we're able to, maybe do a little more of something else in order to, manage the reps of a particular player or a particular group. I like when Joe Cordono wasn't here at the beginning of training camp, we modified our teaching schedule a little bit there to work on a couple of phases of the kicking game where he, when he wasn't here, and changed that to work on the ones that, you know, where we needed a snapper. So it's not an uncommon thing. We talk about that every night when we go through our practice schedule. We go through the overall where our team is, where our individual position groups are, where the individual players are, put it all together. Occasionally we have to make a team adjustment, but usually it's more within the group of how we're going to, rep the plays with the players that are there. Not an uncommon thing.
On Tuesday we saw you throwing some blocking pads at the quarterbacks. I think it drew kind of a strong reaction from fans. They got a kick out of it. Wondered if drew any enjoyment from that particular drill, kind of chucking it at Tom.
Yeah, it's good. A chance for all of us. Yeah, but look, they can't handle it from us. I mean, they're in a lot of trouble. They're a lot bigger, faster, stronger, more explosive guys than what we have on the coaching staff. So, we hit the receivers with bags and try to knock the ball away from them and make them catch through contact and, make the quarterbacks avoid a rush and stuff like that. But, they can't handle us. It's going to be a long year.
Bill, with regards to Tom, he said after the Super Bowl, he has all the answers to the test. So I'm wondering, how can you challenge him on a daily basis, week-to-week basis, for someone who has that wealth of experience and the answers to the test?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of us around here that have a lot of experience, but I don't really think that matters too much in terms of this year. We're in a new year. It's a new team, new opponents, new challenges, and we'll have to find a way to, get over those hurdles. And they'll be there every day. They'll be there every week. So, yeah, we've probably seen some element of it before somewhere, but not with this team. We haven't. None of us have. I haven't coached this team before. None of the players on this team have played with some of the other players on the team. So we'll have to work all that out.
A lot made of Tom returning to the portal. You've been with him for so long. Is it ever surprising just how long he's been able to do this, the level he's been able to do this?
He's had a great, great career. Works hard, comes to work every day. It's been like that for a long time. So, I don't want to say you take it for granted, but I wouldn't say it's like a big shock that he's going to walk in here today and, be prepared and go out and perform and give us his best. So that's what he's been doing. So we've all expect that. He expects it out of himself. Jerry expects it out of me. You know, we all expect it out of each other. So, but the level of consistency and the longevity of it is, I mean, obviously very, very impressive.
Do you guys do anything
for him
during practice,
after
practice?
Like the parade? Yeah.
Bill, with regards to Jimmy, last year, because of the Tom situation, you had to prepare him to play. I mean, not that you're not preparing him to play this year, but I'm just curious.
It was different.
Yeah. How do you... Challenge isn't the right word, but it's obviously a different space for him this year. How do you go about that, and how do you think he's gone about his business as he deals with the uncertainty of it now?
Well, I don't think there's uncertainty about the situation. I think that's... I mean, it is what it is. So, I think he's talked about it. It's different than it was last year. Last year was last year. This year is this year. And again, that's a good example of each year is a little bit different for all of us in one way or another. So no matter how much experience we have. So, you know, I think he's trying to make the most of his opportunities, trying to prepare, you know, and do the best that he can in the opportunities that he has, like every other player is. But it's different. But at that position, we all know that could change in 5 minutes. So that's, I mean, let's look at 2008. You know, it all changed in a hurry. Every team, you know, and actually that's true at every position, not just that position. It's true at every position. So when Lonnie tore his ACL, that changed that in one play. So, you know, that's what having a good team is everybody being ready to go and having depth and, you know, being able to handle whatever we have to handle.
Do you feel like, you know, he threw a handful of interceptions early on, you know, we don't know if someone else messed it up or whatever. Has he been consistent enough for you to this point?
Well, I mean, it's training camp. Look, I don't think any of us are where we need to be. I mean, we've been basically at this for a week. So, you know, there are things we all can do better. We all need to do better. Start with me, coaching staff, every player, experienced, inexperienced, whatever position they play. Like, I mean, we all got a long way to go. We got a lot of work to do. I don't think anybody's even close to where they need to be. So...
I've asked you this in the past, that when it comes to that position, how do you balance encouraging a guy to take a chance he might not take in a game situation versus, you know, wanting to just be as clean as possible in practice so that translates?
Yeah, well, I mean, practice is the time to do it, and that's the only way. Again, if you don't execute it in practice, it's hard to execute it in the game. Not saying never, but not very often, so... Yeah, you need to find that out in practice at quarterback, but, I mean, at other positions as well, but specifically at quarterback, what windows you can get it into, what windows you can't, you know, whether you can make this throw to that player or as you could do to another player. I mean, is it different? Can you do it the same? And that's finding that out and gaining confidence or understanding, like, no, I really – I'm not comfortable doing that. I don't want to do that in a game situation. It's a lot better to find that out in practice than it is in the game. So, of course, you know, we don't want to go out there and, you know, make a lot of mistakes, but there's definitely an element of aggressively executing a play in practice to find out, you know, what limit you can take it to, you know, in a more competitive situation. So that's what this is for. I wouldn't say all bad plays that happen are bad plays. A lot of times those plays become good plays or good learning plays for situations going forward. The bad plays, you know, really come into games. But, look, nobody wants to go out there and, you know, it's the same thing with a receiver. He might run a route to try to experiment or try something a little bit different. Not a good route, didn't work. All right, we're not going to do that again the next time. Or if we do it, we're going to do it differently to do it right. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely an element of that. That's not, again, to say that we want to go out there and make 22 mistakes on every play, because we're just, winging it around, trying to experiment and find out and all that. I mean, that's not really what we're trying to do. But there is an element of that, especially at this time of year. But, sometimes that happens in a regular season, too. You put in a play and, like, all right, here's the play. And, you throw it in practice and, can I get this in there? Yeah, you can, or maybe no, I can't. And okay, if I get this look in the game, then I got to go to my secondary receiver, that type of thing.
Do you find that there's more of that aggressiveness you talk about when maybe there are more new players involved, specifically receivers or pass catching options?
Right. Well, again, there's always an element of that. I thought he was going to go behind. He thought he was going to go in front. And sometimes that's. I mean, we have rules on that, and we coach things a certain way, but, look, it's a fluid game. Once a player gets out there and he's in the play, he's going to make the best decision he can in that particular situation. So sometimes the guidelines are just guidelines, and, player's going to do what he thinks is best in that situation. It's not always maybe the same as what his teammate thought it was going to be, whether it's a quarterback throwing to a receiver, whether it's two offensive linemen passing off a pass rush game, whether it's a defender, a couple defenders, on a certain blocking scheme. Like, I thought this is the way you were going to play it. I was going to play it this way. No, you're going to play it that way. All right, then I'll make the adjustment. I mean, there's a lot of that. I mean, there's a lot of that in our meetings when we go through the practice film of, each other understanding. I mean, there's that silent communication, but, each of us understanding what our teammates are going to do. So eventually we get to the point where we're not thinking about it. It's not I wasn't sure, I was waiting to see, that type of thing, that we can just go out there and play aggressively because I know where you're going to be, you know where I'm going to be, and we've done it enough times that we're confident in it. So there's, that comes up a lot every night.
Cut it off, guys.
Okay. Yep, thank you.